Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm the owner of Positive Enlightenment Consultation Services. When I was young, I didn't have anyone to talk to as a child or as a teen. I experienced stress at a young age that inspired me to go into the field of psychology and education, eventually branching off into consulting and life coaching. Every week, I would like to bring you topics that are dear to me and maybe to you as well. So please sit back and enjoy your time with me. Hello and welcome back. So today we are going to have a very nice topic to talk about. And I hope you stay tuned to listen to it with me. It is finding the right mate. Or what to look out for. So finding the right mate, whether it's your partner, you know, if you're looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend, once you've gotten the girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, kind of like red flags, what to look out for, things like that. So before you find a mate, what must you do? Well, it's good practice before you find a mate to already be happy with yourself. Okay? Because if you're not happy with yourself, then you might tend to attract the wrong type of person. So the first thing is when you're happy with yourself and when you're happy with yourself, you don't look for anyone. We shouldn't be looking for anyone. It should just naturally happen. They should just naturally gravitate to us and us to them. Because that's usually when you find, you know, the right person, when you're not out there looking. You know, you don't go to places, to the mall, club to club and find someone, or you know, you don't go out there to look for someone, but you just go to have fun. And if you meet someone along the way, then that's, hey, that's nice. But when you are happy with yourself, and you're, you know, you meet someone, you might not, you'll be happy even if you are alone or if you're coupled up with someone. When you are truly happy with yourself, you will be confident. Confidence is everything. You know, in the wild, the predators, they can smell fear. And they smell that fear. It's like something in your body chemistry just changes. And then that's how they know who to prey on. And it's like that with humans. People know when you are not confident. They can smell it. They can sense it. Maybe it's how you carry yourself. Maybe it's how you talk about yourself when you are with other people. If you put your own self down, they'll pick up on that. So you have to be careful about that. And if you are not happy with yourself, with, you know, your inner being, then you probably shouldn't be looking for a mate or trying to date someone, but rather resolve that issue from within. So when you're happy, you know, you can express who you are. You have no problems with telling a person, yes, no, maybe so. You have no problems with that. You don't feel like you have to go along with what that other person says to make them happy because you're confident and you're strong. So it's also good practice to not have inner conflicts within yourself. And If you've come out of a bad relationship, first of all, you need to give yourself time to heal because rebound relationships are no good whatsoever. So, with that being said, you need to let go.
Thank you for listening. All of my podcasts are available for download. Past. You can email me at positiveets@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at positiveenlightened.
You've made it.
And you can also visit my website at positiveets.com.
10 months.
Let me know how you're feeling and what's on your mind.
Person, or you really enjoy their company, but what happened with me and my ex, I just can't move on. Well, then we have to go back to number one. You have to find your happiness. Own what happened. If it wasn't your fault, it wasn't your fault. But come into a new relationship with a fresh outlook. Not blind, but a fresh one. You need to be at peace with yourself and not carry the old into the new. Because that will do nothing but ruin the relationship. So if there's an issue with trust, then maybe you should see someone to talk about that more before you get with someone, because that could just ruin what you could possibly have with the new person. Okay, so you need to fix those inner conflicts. Don't drag anything from the old into the new. And you should probably, moving on, you should probably have self-control. So what do we mean by self-control? Well, you're just so excited. You're very fond of the person. And now you want to become intimate just right away. You know, like, okay, that's fine. But just wait a minute. Like the Janet Jackson song, Let's Wait a While. Well, that's probably what you should do. Just try to wait a while and get to know the person. You should always get to know the person because you don't want to rush into anything, especially if you have serious feelings about this person. You want to take your time and do it right. This is not just a person where, you know, it's just a one-nighter. You think you might have a future, maybe possibly longer than a year, maybe even marriage, who knows? But you want to wait. You want to take your time. You also want to keep your values and your morals. I mean, if this person is trying to take you to a place where you're not ready to go to yet, have that control over yourself and let them know that. You know, this is a good thing. So you can find out how they are. They can find out how you are. Tell them what you want, what you expect. And just go from there and just develop good relationship habits. And try not to fall in love quickly and lose your identity. A lot of the times when people are just so excited to have someone, they fall very quickly. Sometimes they fall quickly because they feel like they don't have anything else to offer, except for their bodies, except for their cooking or something like that. Go back to number one. Feel happy. You need to feel good about yourself. If this person is the right one, then they will wait. And you can take your time with love. Sometimes it just happens. I understand. You know, you meet, something just goes off and it just feels right. It just feels like, oh, this is the person I can just spend my whole life with. I can just imagine everything. Will still take your time. You know, we get to know each other probably until the day we die, we learn something new about our mates, our partners, spouses. We learn something new about them every day. So try not to fall too quickly and just kind of take your time. Have that self-control. Losing your identity. So after you found the person and you guys are together, don't allow that person to alienate you, to keep you from your family, your friends. You know, don't say, oh, well, I'm going to go here with him or with her. And, you know, just completely forget about your family, especially when you were close before. I mean, if they know that you're in love, they should understand and they should be happy for you. But when you completely take that person's side and you start doing things that are out of the norm that you would never do, trying things, hey, that's awesome when you try new things. But when you just start to say things that you would never say that aren't too positive, you start to do things that you would normally would not do, that's not good for your health. Things like that, you have to watch out for that. So keep the control over yourself and your own thoughts. Don't fall victim to trying to please that other person. You know, I see that a lot with some people that are in abusive relationships. You know, they lose their identity. They have no control. The spouse, either a male or female, maybe they make all of the money. So the other party feels indebted to them, like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to have to do what they say. You know, they take care of me. They do all of this. So I'm sorry, I can't make it to my great-grandfather's 102 birthday because, you know, I have to be here for him or for her. And you're losing your identity. You're just becoming a shadow. You're losing your control. You now have an inner conflict and you're not happy. And so we have to be careful for that. Which leads me into when you find someone, you get together, you know, you tolerate some things, but not your morals. So I have a lot of people that say, yeah, you know, we met and then I moved in with him. Okay, you know, a lot of people are doing that. But if you were raised a certain way and you feel really bad, you tell your friends, you know, we moved in together, but I don't know. I want to be with him. I want to get married and everything, but I just don't feel right living together. Maybe we should, you know, wait, or maybe I should move out, but I don't know. I really want to say, well, you need to have that talk with your boyfriend or girlfriend and say, hey, you know, I understand we had to move in for, you know, monetary reasons, but how long am I going to tolerate this from him or from her to keep this up? Eventually, I would like to be married. And how the older people used to say, why pay for the cow when you can get the milk for free? So, I mean, there's some things that, you know, you won't tolerate. But if the other party is unaware of it, they'll continue. So it just might be as simple as that, like just sitting down and talking about it. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know how you felt. I thought it was okay. Because some people really don't know. And so you have to talk to them about that. So you also have to tolerate when you're in a relationship and you think that, you know, that could be the the person, the mate for life. Tolerate and understand others. Understand that everyone didn't grow up like you. Maybe they didn't have both parents in the home. Maybe they were raised by a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle. Maybe they were raised in foster care. So you have to be aware that you might have to tolerate some things if it's right, if you feel like this is the right person. You know, you might have to be a little bit understanding. You need to be aware of that and not throw anything in their face, not talk about their family situation, especially in anger. You know, and if your mate snores, like, okay, that's something that can be tolerated sometimes, or they might have sleep apnea. I mean, you never know. You might need one of those sleep number beds or something. But I mean, that's minor. Sometimes depends on the kind of sleeper, the kind of you know, sensitivity that you might have to noise or something. Another thing that you might have to tolerate or have a really good long talk about is cleaning up after each other, cleaning up after themselves. You guys should establish some rules, you know, hey, let's try to keep it neat, you know, let's keep this together, let's keep your shoes in one spot. You know, growing up, I always heard, oh, you have to train the man. Well, it's, you guys train each other. So you guys learn what each other will like, and you can tolerate that. Everything is give and take. It's not going to be one-sided. It's give and take, hot and cold, and in between, lukewarm. I mean, you're going to have to give and take. So what can't be tolerated? You know, like, you have to tolerate where people come from, and they have to get used to their new surroundings and everything. But what cannot be tolerated? So what can't be tolerated is if you're in a relationship, you go out, nothing wrong with going out and hanging out with your friends every now and then. Everybody needs a girls' night, guys' night. But when you stay out late and it's 3 a.m. and you're not checking in, that's a problem. Unless something happened like the movie Hangover, it's a problem. It's an issue that you guys should probably talk about. If this is something constantly going on, then you might need to seek some counseling if the other party doesn't understand, well, why is it a problem? Why do I have to check in with you? We're not married. We're just, you know, I mean, it's a problem. So if it's still a problem, then that's probably not the best person for you. A big one that I have seen in children in third and fourth grade is possessiveness. If you see that this man is being possessive, only you can be around me. Or a woman, even. Only you can be around me. Who is that? Taking your phone, wanting to know where you are. It's not cute. My students have always thought, oh, it's so cute. That means he really cares about me. No. There's something wrong with that. That is a trait of an abuser, and it's serious. So you might want to consider making a grand exodus for that, because that is very serious. It doesn't mean that he or she loves you. It means that they're being possessive and they want to control you, manipulate you, and you got to get out. So think about that. Being hit, that's another thing. Even if it's only once. Now, some people like to go to counseling for that if it happens one time or so, but you be the judge of that. Violence is never the answer. Never, ever the answer. We need to be in control of our emotions. And if you feel the need to lash out physically with someone, you need to say, hey, you know what? I'm going for a walk. And you guys need to check back in with each other later. Do not let it get to that point. That's serious. Domestic violence is serious. So, another thing to not tolerate is to allow your mate to mistreat your children or their children in any way. I see a lot of people that choose their new mate over their children. Children always, always come first. And if you're just, you're dating, you know, you think you might like this person, it should be probably a good 6 months before that person even meets your children, because you need to get to know them. You don't know anything about them. You don't know their past. You don't know if they're child abusers. You don't know if they're child molesters. It's very serious. Children are a gift, and they should be kept safe at all times. What should not be tolerated is allowing yourself to be belittled. If your person, your mate, speaks to you in a condescending tone all the time, makes you feel like you're nothing, makes you feel like you're smaller than a grain of salt, makes you feel dehumanized, you need to go to counseling. If that doesn't work because you've let it get out of hand, you need to leave. That is an unhealthy relationship. Unhealthy. If you feel like you're stuck and that you better stay with that person because you feel like you can't find anybody else, then don't tolerate that feeling. You need to work on yourself, because I will tell you, people will take advantage of that. Don't tolerate that. Don't tolerate those feelings that you have about yourself. And if that person is mistreating you and you feel like you're stuck, do not tolerate that. And the last thing, just don't tolerate anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. Safety-wise, health-wise, spiritually, mentally. If you're feeling sick to your stomach, if you are afraid, don't tolerate that. That's not love. That's something else that you shouldn't have to deal with. Okay? So it was nice talking to you about finding the right mate and what to look out for. If you have any questions, feel free to email at positiveecs@gmail.com. and shoot me an email and let me know what's on your mind. All right? So I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. All of my podcasts are available for download. You can email me at positiveecs@gmail.com and you can follow me on Twitter at positiveenlightened. And you can also visit my website at positiveecs.com. Let me know how you're feeling and what's on your mind.